Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Melissa. We talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. I'm Melissa Enoch D. Berry, licensed clinical addiction specialist, licensed professional counselor associate, and the show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Roton, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte NC 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. We have been talking about blessings and having other conversations about different things on our weekday edition. We culminate our week usually on our weekend edition show, which is from 8 to 8:15 on Saturday mornings. And this morning, let's talk about faith. That's a pretty good topic. Hebrews 11 starts off with saying, Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you right now for letting us be blessed to come here today for our wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. Dear Heavenly Father, as we travel throughout our day, just to allow us to know our purpose. And dear Heavenly Father, if anything says in our way, dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you move it. In Jesus' name, amen. A second. So we're reading from Hebrews 11. Faith. Reading from the Femininity, a Companion for 12-Step Recovery. Curiously enough, no verses are highlighted for faith. Let's just read. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. It said, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, in which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Number 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. She bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had an opportunity. But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. But by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up to Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, for whom it said it was saying, and Isaac your seed shall be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. We'll go to 21. As he goes on, it says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, that he, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. And we're going to stop there. And as I said, we're looking at Hebrews 11. So I'm reading from a Bible about recovery and as a counselor, and it doesn't have any verses that are highlighted for recovery or for either the steps. Because I guess the steps, I guess it's just doing the steps themselves, the 12 steps is a faith walk as it is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. I suppose by when you are in addiction and alcoholism or any other type of addiction to whatever you may be addicted to, imagine that you hope to be clean and you want to see yourself doing things that you don't see. And so that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you're in the midst of your disease, perhaps you don't see those things. You don't see the future. You don't see what good can come of it, especially if you've been in it for a time. I was having a conversation on yesterday and you're thinking about individuals and you haven't lost everything and still not admit what the situation is. The question was, how would you do that? Suppose that, are you hoping for the best and the worst just keeps coming? I don't know. But it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the first step, it says we admit that we are powerless over whatever and our lives have become unmanageable. So just admitting that your life has become unmanageable is the first step. And if you fail to confess that is a scripture. If you fail to confess, then you believe that everything that you're doing is okay. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hope for better and evidence of things not seen. Then it goes on, since by providing the elders obtain a good testimony, the elders. Since by faith we understand that the world is framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Spend our time listening to television, internet, or any other reference. It would say that the world was formed by the Big Bang Theory and things blew up and broke apart, things like that. But by faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, which is what we stand on, the God as the creator. And we just stay on that, and that's by faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that commits us to following the word of God and the things that it says, so that the things which are seen, which are not made, the things which are visible, we might not understand everything, but by faith we understand that, and then we can go forward. So the next thing is, so then Cain and Abel were born. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead, still speaks. If you recall the story out of Genesis, Cain's job was, so Cain offered one sacrifice, and Abel offered another one, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. You know, you hear a lot about that, and my question is, maybe Cain thought it was the right thing to do, or maybe he didn't know that what he was offering, or maybe that's just how it was designed to be, and then he ended up killing his brother. And even that, if he had not done that, then we would not have known that our sacrifice must be pure. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he did not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch, son of Cain, down the line, was translated so that he did not see death. At the time of Enoch, there are a couple of scriptures that you read where it says, and the sons of God and the daughters of men, and they came down. You read even further, it said that they used to watch to make sure that the individuals that were on earth were okay. And then they fell in love or they fell in lust with them, and then that displeased God because they were the higher. And during all of this time, Enoch was seeing every manner of thing that was going on similar to today. And yet he did not fall into all the things that he saw. He saw things like people practicing witchcraft and Satanism and all of those different dark things in Enoch. That he pleased God because he knew what God told him to do, and he knew how he needed to stand, and he was able to do that despite all that was around him. And so without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you listen to people who even question atheists, that he is even a God, you can't please anybody that you don't believe in. Said, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. We have to believe that he is God the Father. Yeah, he is Jesus the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And if you don't even believe the first part of that, you're not going to believe the last part of that. And then you're not going to believe it if you need to please him. And then you're not going to, because you don't believe that he's going to reward you for pleasing him. So, or you might get that mixed up and think that he's just going to reward you without doing anything for the reward. So it says, without faith, it is impossible, because you got to have the faith to believe that he is. And that's unfortunate for individuals who don't even believe that there is a God or what he's capable of doing. So then you can't, that you don't have the faith to believe that, so you don't have the faith to believe anything else. Just by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear and spread an ark for the saving of the household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to the faith. He built a boat and a ship on dry land with no water to be seen, and he was not the last that he called crazy. He didn't care. He went ahead and he built it, and sure enough, there was a flood, and he was capable of saving his household. That was a big sacrifice, because he could have succumbed to people teasing him and saying that he was crazy, but he didn't care about that. All he cared about is following God, and it did save his family. And he did become the heir of righteousness, which is according to his faith. He didn't have to build that. He probably didn't even know where to find wood large enough to accommodate the set that God had given him. It's by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive an inheritance, and he went, not knowing where he was going. Sometimes God does call you to go to places and do things that you don't know when or why, and you go ahead and do them, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. And then staying there, and then dwelling in the tent, and having the same promise, you may end up finding yourself on the out of what you are accustomed to. But by faith, he said you would receive an inheritance after you did that. So then he told Abraham, he went to a place he didn't know where he was going, and a foreign place of people he didn't know or didn't know about, and there he waited. And then his wife, who was too old, she was past the age to bear a child, but God told her that she would, and she believed him, and she did. So he made birth. You know, it says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. She bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful. So therefore, by from one man, and him as good as dead, because Abraham was 99 years old, I think, were born as many as the stars of the sky, which is what God said. So that goes back to Deuteronomy 28, where it says being blessed, and all of what comes from being blessed. And we read about that time ago. These all died in faith and not having received the promises. So there are some that died believing and not receiving, but they yet still, they were assured, they embraced, and they confessed, and it remains in the place. But those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland, because this is not your home. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had an opportunity to return. but designed better. That's similar to the Israel says, well, where do you want us to go? We're out here, we're hungry. We should just might as well go back to slavery. But that wouldn't be very heavenly. And for God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. You may have to offer your children that you love so very much. He said, in Isaac, your seed should be called, counting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he received him in a figurative sense. And then lastly, his sons blessed Jacob. And then by faith, Jacob blessed his sons, and it goes on forward until it reaches the faith that we have in Jesus. Again, I'm reading this from the Serenity Bible. Pretty good. It has all the 12 steps in it, and it helps to associate it. It goes back to saying, just knowing that you have been saved. Just knowing that if you are suffering from the addiction to alcohol or drugs or work, achievement, and success, or money addictions, overspending, gambling, hoarding, or control addictions, especially if they suffer from personal, sexual, family, and business relationships, food addiction, sexual addiction, approval dependency, rescuing patterns, dependency on toxic relationships, physical illness, exercise, or physical conditioning, cosmetic soul, cosmetic surgery, academic pursuits, and excessive intellectualizing, religiosity, general perfectionism, cleaning and avoiding contamination, and other excessive compulsive symptoms, organized instruction, need to have always have things in place, and materialism. But most of us can see ourselves somewhere on this list and can benefit from the truths that emerge from 12-step recovery, meaning that we need to define what those things are, looking into them, and then proceeding through the 12 steps. That's going to be a struggle in doing that. The first step is the hardest, the admitting the powerlessness and the unmanageability of life and understanding the disease of addiction or understanding how that works. If there's a pain, then you reach out, and then it's taken care of, then there are consequences, and then there's guilt, and then it starts all over and over again. The safe walk is stepping out of all of that and just saying that, you know what, things aren't that bad, and I want better. It says, now faith is the substance of things or the evidence of things not seen. That better is the breaking out of the denial, the understanding the consequences of the addiction, the realizing the bottom, but knowing that the bottom is just that and that you can find your way out. And then not just relying on the crisis that may occur, such as the marital crisis, the physical health crisis, being confronted, or purpose, or financial, or spiritual, and then finding yourself in that cycle, but just being able to find your way out, let their lives face. So I imagine that even though the faith was not highlighted in Hebrews 11, just having the faith to believe that things can be different. And then most times the struggle is just that. So, again, this is Melissa Enoch DeBerry, taught with Trinity. You are welcome to write or call the right Melissa Trinity Council at gmail.com. Ask any questions. If you have any, if you need any help, depending on no matter where you are, you can always write and I can help you to look for that. To understand the process, you're welcome to find us on TrinityCouncil.com for any information about our program. And we just want to just continue to pray and ask God to lead and guide us where we should go. Continue to provide us with the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. And we look forward to hearing from you Saturday morning, 8 to 8:15, on our talk with Trinity Weekend Addiction. Addiction. Have a good, blessed morning. Thank you.